Windsor, England. Nothing captured the transatlantic nature of Saturday's royal wedding as much as the guest preacher, whose sermon brought American fire and flair to a very English church service. The Most Reverend Michael Briscoe, the first black leader of the Episcopal Church in the United States, was handpicked by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to address the 600 wedding guests. The bishop's passionate sermon on the theme of love, studded with quotes from the Bible, Martin Luther King Jr., and African-American spirituals, not to mention a Catholic tip of the cap to the late French Jesuit Teilhard de Chardin, was a contrast to the more solemn and muted Anglican style the royal family is used to. Many observers were surprised and delighted. BBC broadcaster Jeremy Vine tweeted, "The preacher is doing 50 in a third zone, and it's brilliant." Supermodel Naomi Campbell hit caps lock and tweeted, "Bishop Michael Corey giving me life." Quoting civil rights king on the redemptive power of love, Corey told the bride and groom, "It's not just for and about a young couple who we rejoice with, it's more than that." Corey, who like Michael's mother, has African ancestors who were slaves in the U.S., said that even during their time of bondage, love helped those in captivity persevere. When love is the way, we actually treat each other well, like we are actual family, he said, in a sermon that touched on poverty, inequality, and the healing power of love. When love is the way, we know that God is the source of us, and we are brothers and sisters, children of God and brothers and sisters. He said that's a new heaven, a new earth, a new world, a new human family. Harry and Markle exchanged a quick glance at one another at one point, as Corey drifted from his prepared remarks and ad-libbed, while the Queen looked on stoically. Camilla and Kate, the Duchess of Cornwall, and the Duchess of Cambridge traded sidelong glances. Queen Elizabeth II, who as monarch holds the title of Supreme Governor of the Church of England, did not show any sign of discomfort and looked as stoic as she had through the entire ceremony. There may have been a touch of royal relief when Corey wrapped up with, "We got to get y'all married now." The crowds waiting outside for a glimpse of the royal couple loved it. Cheers greeted Corey as he walked uphill from the chapel along the procession route after the service. One man shouted, "Well done," prompting a smile and "God bless you" from the bishop. Former Labour Party leader Ed Miliband, an atheist, tweeted, "Reverend Michael Corey could almost make me a believer." The Episcopal Church is an offshoot of the Church of England in the United States and has been the spiritual home of many of the American founding fathers and U.S. presidents. Even though its support for gay marriage has recently caused friction with the Greater Anglican Communion, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby said ahead of the ceremony that he was thrilled Corey would be speaking there, calling him a stunning preacher. Corey's presence was one of several personal touches Harry and Meghan put on the service, held in the 15th century St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle.